This is the Minnesota Rundown, presented by 10,000 Takes.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Minnesota Rundown. I am JJ, going to be today's host slash producer slash mediator of what is now a debate slash showdown slash face-off here on the Minnesota Rundown. We'll ideally bring on two 10K contributors every week, but we have a special guest today. We have Alex Micheletti joining us. You probably know his dad, Pat Micheletti, former North Star, former Gopher. But Alex, you kind of have a sports mind. You have some experience working in sports.
And at school too, I was in the athletic communications office. So I worked the hockey games, football games. So sports have always been a huge part of my life. So.
Well, naturally, you come from a sports family. Yeah. But yeah, awesome. And we have a kind of, I think, an emergency fill-in, I would say. We have Boss Man live from his truck.
Yeah.
He's joining us.
Let's just say I wasn't even supposed to be in the studio tonight. I wasn't supposed to be on this show by any means. I never even planned on being like a contestant of it. But you're lucky that I was able to pull over and that I had the fucking the mic we use for the 10K studio updates that plugs in your phone. I mean, unintentionally, I'm just always ready for a podcast, so I'm glad I can be the glue that holds this company together when people... Jake, I was going to say when people flake, but you just didn't even text Will that he was on today.
So it was kind of my fault. But it's 50-50. He signed up.
Yeah, we can...
You got to be ready.
We had a sign-up sheet. He needed to be right in there, but yeah, I didn't send him the questions.
Yeah, well, I look like a criminal. Like half of my face is dark. It looks creepy as hell for those of you who will see the clips. But yeah, you know what? I haven't even seen the questions. I barely even remember how this show works. I'm ready to do it though. That's the difference between me and anyone else. So let's just dive into it. Alex, I'm excited.
Yeah, we fucking love it. Like I said, usually have the two 10K contributors in, but we're glad to have Alex Micheletti, definitely, you know, a big follower of ours. I'm a big fan and big sports
pull-ins, Alex.
Big sports mind.
It's like preseason, right? When like the backups go in, like we were both not planning on being on the show and here we are. So it's like preseason football.
Is Alex a backup though? Maybe you're a backup, Boss Man, but I don't know about Alex.
I am a replacement podcaster.
I'm saying for this specific situation though.
Right. Okay.
We're typically two people who aren't on the show, but here we are on the show.
Showed up.
It's the battle of the replacements, I should say, I guess.
Yeah, I didn't mean backups. It's like the replacement bit when all the refs were holding out. We're like the refs now. That's what I meant. No disrespect to anybody.
10K is not on strike, okay? No one's on strike here.
No, we're just saying it's poor communication, but it's fine. I'm in my truck. I have the mic. I'm fucking ready for the rundown. I'm excited.
Ready to fucking go. And let's fucking do it. But if for any of you, like if you've listened to the last few episodes, you probably kind of get the gist of what the Minnesota Rundown is now. But pretty much like I was saying, is we bring on two people to essentially debate over approximately seven topics that I will introduce to them. And I will award a point for who provides the best argument or I don't know, makes the funniest points, quite frankly, regarding that question. And I'll kind of secretly jot down who I think won that. And at the end, I will tally all up the points and I will announce a winner at the end of the episode. So let's just hop right into it. Question number one, does Jared Spurgeon deserve the C? If not, who else should have got it? Alex, since you're one of our special guests, I'll give you the first minute to start off.
Alrighty. So I definitely think that Jared Spurgeon should have gotten the captain spot. This guy has worked his ass off to get to where he is. He was undrafted. I mean, he had to work extremely hard to get to the NHL, and he's earned everything that has come to him. And I think, you know, he's a little bit younger than Parisi and Suter, and so I also think that he gets along with both groups. You know, in the past, there's been a division between, you know, like the older guys and the younger guys. And so I think Spurgeon brings both together. And I'm excited to see you know, how they do in the future here with him wearing the C.
Awesome. All right, Boss Man, got a minute. Yeah.
I'm going to open it with a joke. Suter would have gotten it, but he's done too many Quick Trip commercials. No. Yeah, I think he has. I mean, the guy's been around for a while. As you guys know, I'm not the biggest hockey guy, so I can't talk the talk with his skill. But, I mean, he's been around for a while. I know he's a premium defenseman. He's got a really good-looking wife, so you always have to have someone with an attractive spouse as the captain. That's the rule of the NHL. Fact check that. Oh, wait, no one else is in my truck with me because I'm a loner.
Cam isn't with you right now.
Otherwise, yeah, Cam's not here to fact check me. I don't know. You know, I mean, Bill Guerin makes these decisions, right? It was up to him. Or was up to the coach?
Dude, I don't know. Man, I think bonus it was up points. To
Whoever it was up to, they get paid to do what they do and to pick who they pick. You know, they're the ones who do this 40 hours a week. We're just the asshole fans who feel like we have an opinion even though we don't. So you know what? I trust their judgment, whoever made that decision. They get paid a lot more than me to pick captains for hockey teams, so I'm going to go with whatever they picked. I think, yeah, if Spurgeon deserves a C, they said he does, he deserves a C.
Well, who does pick the captain?
The players vote on it.
The players vote on it? That's what I would think.
Okay, well, they know hockey way better than I do, so
a statement. Do you think they brought up like Suter's just been he's just done too much Quick Trip?
Well,
he
looks like everyone's dad too much. He's too much of a dad.
Captain making dad jokes on the ice and be like, Ryan, stop.
He's too good at grilling. That's another rule. You can't be too good at grilling. Be a captain. You need to be teachable.
You need to be teachable and have that hot wife and still be young enough.
Yep.
I guess.
Yep.
All right. Perfect. You both make excellent points on that. But let's move right into question number two. The national championship for college football is coming up, obviously, coming up this Monday night against Alabama and Ohio State University. So I want to ask, like, who wins this? Is it going to be Nick Saban's? Is his huge, huge cocky-ass ego going to prevail again? Or is Ryan Day's Ohio State team going to pull off the upset? I mean, would it be an upset? I don't know. Bossman, I'll give you the first minute.
Yeah, well, first off, let's address people who say Ohio State doesn't deserve to be there. You think they wanted to only play six games? No, we're putting that shit to rest. They deserve to be there. They beat Clemson. They definitely deserve to be there. I just don't know, dude. I mean, Alabama's so seasoned in this game. They've done it so many years. I almost said in a row, but I'd be wrong. I don't know. I mean, it's just hard to go against Alabama. You know, as a Big Ten homer, as a Gophers fan, I would love to see – you know, Ohio State represent our conference, because I don't think our conference gets enough attention for how good we are, especially when College Game Day, you know, skips out on us to go to the SEC. I fucking hate that shit. So believe me, I would much rather see Ohio State win, you know, to represent the Big Ten. But Alabama's just so good, and they're so seasoned in this game. Saban's been here, I mean, enough more times than I can fucking count. I mean, yeah, I mean, he doesn't know how a mute button works on a mic. That's fine. I mean, he's a hell of a coach. Who do I want to win? Ohio State. Who is going to win? Probably Alabama. Final answer.
Final answer. Alex, what do you got on this?
I love Justin Fields. He's a hell of a quarterback. Ryan Day's a phenomenal coach, but no one's stopping the Nick Saban train. I mean, you look at that squad. I mean, there's freaks all over the field. I mean, they have two wide receivers that are going to be top 10 picks. I mean, you look at, you know, the Gophers, you know, Rashad Bateman, every position that they have is full of Rashad Batemans. I mean, they are just going to destroy Ohio State, I think. I mean, Ohio State has the better quarterback, but Alabama has the better team. And so I just think it's not even going to be a contest. And plus, Ohio State, I don't know if you guys have been watching this, but they might delay the game now too, because Ohio State has COVID concerns.
Oh,
so,
no.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we don't know who has it. You know, obviously they're not going to say anything, but I mean, it could get ugly. I mean, you know, this team, I cannot believe Clemson has beat them a couple times. I mean, Alabama should have multiple national championships in a row. I don't even think it's going to be close.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I didn't know about the COVID, but I guess it's something that's...
Is that a new development as of today?
That's a new development.
Yeah, they've been...
Alex, you got the inside scoop.
You got the inside scoop?
I don't know if you guys saw today, but Saban's daughter deleted a tweet. She was saying that they were trying to delay the game because Justin Fields is a little banged up from that hit he took against Clemson, where the guy rammed into his ribs.
That guy got ejected in the same stadium in the same game twice in a row. I mean, what
do you think? Talk about nightmare for him in New Orleans. Alabama, too, has had guys that have hurt. I mean, Jalen Waddle, one of the wide receivers, is cleared to play now, and he's going to be a top 10 pick. So, I mean, they have freaks all over the field. Can you imagine playing these guys in high school, too? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's Bama. That's the answer. That's the answer. Yeah.
It's Nick fucking Saban.
Yeah.
So what was that ordeal? Didn't he literally had like an incident on the field in the post game?
Well, yeah,
like where he was getting mad.
We were talking to him, and his headset was muted, and he was like, "I can't hear you," and he's just being a dick. And
I
like,
can't do this.
And then he was half-time.
Just rips the headset off and walks away. It's like, dude,
sideline reporter,
national championship. What are you so pissed off about? Must be nice. Seriously. Must be nice to be so upset because a mic doesn't work after you just made it into the national championship.
When there are coaches that are just going like 0-9, getting fired, losing their jobs, and wondering how they're going to make ends meet in the next year, and you're sitting here like, oh, this mic doesn't work.
And it worked. It worked perfect at the end of the game when they won. So
it's like, damn you, Nick. Frickin' A. But yeah, enough on that. We'll see if that game does get pushed. That'll be interesting. Inside information. The Bubba.
Dude, I have a cold and I'm clearing my throat all the fucking time.
You're pulling the Bubba. The thing is, Bubba always does that, which is concerning. So he's just probably always that unhealthy. I don't know. Just disturbing stuff. Enough on Bubba, though. Moving on to our third question. The latest bracketology, I think it's from CBS Sports. So I don't know if ESPN has something different. But they have Gopher basketball as high as a number 4 seed. I mean, I know it's early. It's an early prediction. And all that stuff, but I mean, based on what you both have maybe seen or trying to view it from a general Minnesota fan, is this realistic? A 4 seed is when I saw that, I'm like, that's pretty cool, but is that high? Is that realistic? Alex, you can go first.
I think it's spot on. I mean, they have looked, you know, really impressive some games, and then, you know, the Wisconsin game was god awful. No one could make a shot.
Inconsistency.
That's Richard Pitino's, you know,
it's his formula, man.
I mean, the thing about the NCAA tournament, and we've seen it over the years, is you have to have a star player carry your team, and they have that in Marcus Carr. That kid can get buckets when, you know, when he's rolling. And a difference maker has been Liam Robbins. I didn't know much about him coming from Drake, and he has been fantastic. And, you know, Pitino has really hit on the transfers that have come in. And, you know, I think with the Big Ten, you know, from this season, it's been the hardest conference for sure. I mean, Illinois is a Final Four bound team. Iowa could be too with Garza. I mean, so they are going through the gauntlet, and you know, I think they can take on any conference, you know, if they get a you know, top 4, top 5 seed. So yeah, it's going to be fun to watch.
All right, Boss Man. What do you have to say on the
matter? We have an official announcement from the Boss Man decision desk, and I will have to say that this one is still too close to call. I don't know, man. I don't listen to those projections, to those previews. I mean, how often does state do things pan out? Remember how bad Obama's bracket was that one year that he tried to predict? I mean, it's just tough. And it's tough that in my lifetime, I've never seen the Gophers make it past like the, never even seen them make it to like the Sweet 16. I don't think I have. Am I missing a year, Jake? I've been alive for 23 years. They made it to the Sweet 16.
Dude, they haven't made it to the Sweet 16 since 97 when they made it to the Final Four when it was vacated.
Okay, so I was born in 97, but I was born in June. So I was correct. Give me I should get a point for that.
Style points.
I mean, they're a great team. The game against Iowa on Christmas Day was electric. I mean, I think this team has shown that they can hang with the big boys. Like you said, Alex Marcus Carr, he's a total stud. Something we haven't seen as Gopher fans in years. I don't know about number 4, though. I mean, I feel like we just need to see more. We know how Minnesota teams are in the playoffs. That's not even a fucking joke. That's just the truth. We did win the NIT championship that one year. Shout out. That has nothing to do with this answer, but I just felt like saying it.
Why not? It was in 2013, but
yeah,
or 2014, I should say, but 6 years ago. Whatever.
We'll take any win here with Minnesota sports.
Absolutely. Honestly.
So, you know, I'm going to say it's too close to call. I'm going to pull the CNN, the Fox News. Well, Fox News got flamed for that one. I'm going
to
say
too early to call.
I'm going to say too early to call. That's my final answer.
All right. Yeah. I mean, it's weird. I just saw bracketology. I know it's like it almost means nothing in the end because it's the NCAA or whatever. They have a committee that sits down and picks the teams. But to see a four next to the team, like a hypothetical, we would be the team. I have a feeling like we'd be the team that would go in there and we would lose to like a
University
Siena, I think
Virginia,
that was our projection.
George Mason or some shit like that.
Yeah, it's like, damn it, and they would go on to the Final Four.
From some small town with a nun. Maybe that bit.
Loyola. Yeah, Loyola Chicago. That's what will happen, honestly. Yeah. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. It's exciting to see them actually doing that, at least. It's something to look forward to. I mean, in a winningless state. So, who knows? All right, well, speaking of the NCAA tournament, my next question revolves around that, obviously. So they announced this week that all games are going to be played in Indiana out of all places. I know what the Final Four was going to be in Indianapolis, I believe. Okay, makes sense.
Stadium.
But yeah, okay, boss man. Okay, we're not talking about Colts here.
I'm talking about the Final Four. That was going to be played at Lucas Oil, wasn't it?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So why'd you cut me off, Jake? Fuck you.
Because you said Lucas Oil Stadium, and you're going to make some spiel on the Colts.
Well, yeah. Of course I'm going to make a spiel on the Colts. They're playing at the Colts Stadium. That's where winners play anyways.
Hey, we'll see after this weekend. Yeah, okay, whatever. Moving on. So they announced that all teams are going to be playing in Indiana. And I know it makes sense because it's going to be the Final Four is going to be in Indianapolis. But is it the right decision to have play the entire tournament, literally have an entire bubble in Indiana? Why not move it to somewhere like cool, like Cali or Miami Beach or Las Vegas? Is that the right decision to play it all in Indiana? I mean, maybe to have it in one place, I get it, but should they just moved it somewhere classier? I don't know, boss man. You can go first.
Yeah, I mean, Indiana's that's where winners play. So I mean, obviously, we're going to get the best kind of competition in a space that has the same oxygen as a winning team. You know, if we were to play it. First off, I don't know if they can play it in Cali, dude. The rules that are so weird. You have like San Francisco who's practicing and playing at the Cardinals Stadium. They're saying it's like the Step Brothers bit. I mean, I don't know. I mean, the NBA bubble was in Florida, so they got their fun there. I mean, why not bring a bubble to the? I know the Indiana isn't considered the Midwest, but it's close enough. I mean, like I said, go Colts. The winners play there. You want winning teams to have the same oxygen as a team who wins. So I think that playing at Lucas Oil is the right place to play if you're going to play in anywhere in that area. I mean, I don't know. I don't have a strong enough opinion of where they play. I mean, if there are people who are genuinely upset that it's not being played in a cool city when they're at home watching it on TV, they just don't get that. I mean, you're going to see the same court. You're going to see the same bleachers that would be in any other state, any other area. Fuck, you can play it in Alaska and it's going to look the same on TV for you at home. So I don't think it matters, but you know, if it does matter in the context of this question, they're playing at Lucas Oil where my favorite team plays, I'm all for it.
Alaska. That would be fun though.
Well, yeah,
I'd be like, hey, even if that was on TV, I'd be like, damn, they're playing in Alaska right now, playing basketball in Alaska. This is interesting.
Fuck yeah, the people who are working the scoreboard are like Eskimos. They have like the, you know, you could do igloos. On the court, you know how they put like cars behind the stadium in the Wolves games. You could do that, but with like igloos, you just play off the Alaska bit.
All the players wouldn't be staying in a hotel; they'd be staying in igloos.
Yeah, dude, it'd be it. I'm telling you, that'd be kind of
might
dope.
Be safe.
The ice bowl. It's for the
pretty dope ice bowl NCAA tournament. Alex, what are your thoughts on this?
So we got a big nugget on this though. So the NCAA, their headquarters is in Indiana, in Indianapolis. So, you know, they want to control this big time. I would love for it to be, in Florida, you know, and have like, you know, the zoom in crowds, which was awesome for the NBA. You saw people slamming down beers and stuff from home, and that was cool. But, you know, the NCAA, this is their baby. They control everything. And so also, Indiana's the mecca of basketball. You know how the state of hockey is here in Minnesota. Indiana, it's hoops there. So I also think having it in the Final Four in a football stadium is really cool. It just, you know, the views that they show from the TV are really cool. You know, so of course we would like to have it be in, you know, somewhere tropical or, you know, some in Alaska, but I mean, the NCAA is slamming the door and having it in Boren, Indiana. So I guess we're well worth it. And, you know, I'm just glad we have basketball to watch. You know, when we had no sports for 4 months, it was god awful. There was Korean baseball at like 4 o'clock in the morning. Yep. That was the only thing rolling. Yeah, exactly. Tiger King. That seems like a decade ago. Yeah. I mean, weird times, COVID times. So I'm excited to watch basketball. That was depressing when there was no March Madness, too. Mm. I mean, everybody looks forward to that. So, yeah, well, Indiana, we're stuck with it. Let's roll.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, I guess it doesn't surprise me, but like I thought it was a little premature. I thought they were going to maybe try to have regional games in different places, maybe not as much.
Well, I mean, but look at the evidence, right? The NFL, you're having issues now with Steelers and Browns. I guess there's COVID outbreaks in Pittsburgh. We already hit on the NCAA football, you know, bit with Urban Meyer's daughter and the tweet. I mean, I don't know, man. I feel like the odds of someone catching it and starting an outbreak and ruining the whole thing are so likely. So I feel like you got to go bubble.
Got to go bubble, man. I mean, it worked for the NHL, worked for the NBA, and
worked for the MLS's back tournament, which we still don't quite understand what that was.
That if that was more relevant or pertinent to this time, that would be a question. Like, what would have been a better name for MLS's back tournament? Maybe just
anything else?
The preseason MLS tournament? I don't know. It was just I know we were talking before this show, like we're like. Like, I didn't know. I thought that was the season. I thought that was it. And they were going to be done until next year. And it turns out it was just for, like, a playoff spot or whatever. I had no idea what was going on.
Cash prize, yeah.
Yeah, the cash prize. We won. What did you win? We won the MLS's back cup. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm going to go get laid now because that's a super awesome thing to win.
Yeah, I won the MLS's back. It just sounds like a youth soccer tournament. Like, it would make sense if that was a youth, like, 8-year-old soccer. Yeah, we're going to soccer's back tournament.
Summer vacation, like, we're back. Like, we're back at school now. We're going to have a soccer tournament. School's back. Talk to school just a bit.
There have been so much fun, more fun, sexier names they could have ran with, but they went with MLS's back. Anyway, we could dive in farther into that and the psyche of who named that, whatever. But on to question number 5 of 7 questions. NFL playoffs are starting up. Bossman was just obviously raving about the Colts, but we're not going to talk about them. But obviously the NFL playoffs were just expanded, so they allowed a 7th team in. So I'm going to ask this. Which of the number 7 seeds in the expanded NFL playoff, if anything, has the best chance at making a run? Is it the Bears or the Washington football team? Mitch Trubisky, Alex Smith. Alex, I'll give you the first minute.
Oh, boy. Wave the white flag on both squads. I don't know if you guys watched the end of that Washington-Philly game, but Chase Young, after the game, said, I want Tom Brady. You don't want to rile up.
Breaks on that.
Yeah, I mean, Tom Brady had 43 touchdowns this season. I mean, he's ready to go. It's playoff time for him. So, and then you look at Chicago and Mitch Trubisky. He can be a nightmare. I mean, he throws boneheaded interceptions all the time. I mean, the only thing that I can see Chicago pulling off the upset is if Kamara can't play. Now he's on the COVID list, and the NFL gave the Saints a great deal because they pushed the game to Sunday. If they were to play this Saturday, Kamara couldn't play, but because it's on Sunday, he can play. So if he can play, then I don't think either team has a chance. And Washington today also said that they might do a rotation at quarterback with Taylor Heinicke, the former Viking practice squad guy, with mixed in with Alex Smith. So it's a mess. I'd have to give it to the Bears just because they the Saints might be shorthanded without Kamara and they don't have Michael Thomas. So if any team has a chance between the two, you got to go with the Bears because no one's beating Tom Brady.
All right. Boss man, what do you got?
Yeah, Washington football team is, they're horrible, dude. I mean, I love the comeback story with Alex Smith. McKissick and Gibson are stars, but there's not much else beyond that. I don't think you can build an entire playoff team around that. They went, what, did they finish 7-9? That's probably accurate to their level of skill. The fact that they got in the playoffs is a whole nother argument. I mean, yeah, I don't know, man. I think the Bears, if Mitch is on, they're a good team, right? They have, I mean, all the math makes sense. They have a really decent defense, not as good as they had about 2 years ago, but they still have a really good defense. They have Allen Robinson, a couple good backs. I mean, if Mitch is on, I think the Bears stand a chance. So I think I have to go with the Bears. I mean, Alex said it, 43 touchdowns for Tom Brady. Tom Brady's still Tom Brady. I don't care how many of you people on Twitter want to say it's over. It's not. He's not that kind of guy. He's going to play until his fucking legs fall off, his arm falls off. He's still the same guy. He's got some amazing weapons in Tampa Bay. I don't see Washington getting past them. And who does Chicago play again?
Don't they got the Saints?
In New Orleans.
Yep.
Sean Payton has such a boner for Taysom Hill, he might just bench Drew Brees. I mean, this is kind of a comedic take because I don't want to get flamed for it, but it could happen. Taysom Hill could play quarterback, and when that happens, they're not going to win. So I think I got to say the Bears if you have to pick a team between the two. I don't think either of them stand a good chance, but if anyone's going to win, it's definitely going to be the Bears.
Dub Bears. Did you see personally, like, before thinking about this, I would say, like, hey, Alex Smith has the best chance of maybe winning over the Bears and Trubisky, but now I don't think so. Especially with his leg being broken.
He's got a bad history in the playoffs, too. I remember the Colts in 2015, I think it was, when they were down by 31 going into halftime in the second half, they came back and won. Or it was 28. That was Alex Smith. He went like 0-for-8 on third down in the second half. They blew it. I mean, he doesn't exactly have the best playoff track. Compared to Tom Brady, who has 6 fucking Super Bowls. It's just hard to dispute. I would love to see it. Don't get me wrong. Once again, I'd love to see it, but I just don't think it's going to happen.
It's a great story, but I mean, you're like Saban, you're not stopping Tom Brady. And the Super Bowl is in Tampa Bay this year. He went to Tampa for a reason.
Yep. And I think people in Washington are probably going to do like that. No, well, Alex Smith, he overcame that leg injury, which is incredible. You know, congrats to him, but people are going to get into like the storyline too much rather than focusing on, well, is our team actually good enough? No, it's just like Case Keenum with the Vikings. It's destiny. No, destiny doesn't win you Super Bowls. It's you got to be a good football team. That's just how it is. So,
yeah.
All right. Next question. 6 of 7. So second to last question here. What is the first thing, the very first thing the Vikings need to do in the offseason? Now what they all, I don't want you to tell me what they all need to do, but what is the number one priority? What is the very first thing they should do in the offseason? Boss man, you can go first.
Well, the people who are hurt on defense need to magically be healed, right? The defense is so bad. I mean, Zimmer even waved the white flag during a press conference and said this, or in front of the team, he's like, this is the worst defense I've ever had. Yeah, okay, what are you going to do about it? I mean, there's some guys that are hurt that need to get back in the mix, and you need to find players from somewhere, pull them in. I mean, you all want to blame Kirk Cousins. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Listen, I'm a Colts fan. Kirk's good. I understand that he has some really bad moments, and trust me, I know he does, but he is not your problem, okay? You could have Mitch Trubisky. Look at that whole entire team is amazing, and they have one bad QB. You have a really decent QB, and the rest of it is bad. I mean, you have people like Justin Jefferson and Thielen, and Cook, who are just stars. And in some games, they're putting up 30, 40 points, but then they lose because the defense gives up more. You know, you can't expect to win in a shootout. So you need to figure out something with the defense. Obviously, there are guys who are hurt. I get that. They need to be healed. And then you need to find where there are holes and you need to fill them. You need to find guys who will actually stop the ball, or who won't let Alvin Kamara get six fucking touchdowns on Christmas Day. I mean, come on.
Stop eight guys.
Stop blaming it on Kirk. It's not the answer. Coaching, probably bad. I think Zimmer's not a good coach. I don't think he should authorize half the plays he does. Fucking a screen pass to Irv Smith on 3rd and 12 when you have someone like Justin Jefferson, you know, lined up on this line of scrimmage, it doesn't make sense. So, yeah, the play calling could be better, but it's the defense, man. They need a better defense. And the offensive line, too. Kirk's on his ass after every play. You know, if he had time in the pocket, he wouldn't have to panic. I know that was over a minute. But the answer is not to blame Kirk. That's the final answer.
Not to blame Kirk. Yeah, and I think for a lot of people, too, that's just, like, so hard for them. There's so many people that just hate Kirk with, like, a burning passion.
And yeah, dude, he has some plays where he does not look like an athlete. I get it. But if you see his really good plays and you see his numbers on paper, he is not the issue. Now, whether he's the future, that's a whole different question. But if you want to dissect why the Vikings only won, what, seven games this year?
Surprisingly won seven.
Yeah, it's your defense. You know, cut the amount of points the defense gave up in half, and you're going to win a lot of those games. So that's the answer.
All right, Alex, what's your stance on it?
What have we wanted for the past decade or for forever is an offensive line. I mean, again and again, Rick Spielman has ignored the offensive line, and he's invested a lot of money in Kirk Cousins. Say what you want about him. Like you said, he's a polarizing quarterback, but we need to keep him up. If the offensive line needs a ton of work, Dakota Dozier is one of the worst offensive linemen in the league. The guy can't block anybody. And you look at Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay, they have an amazing offensive line. They probably have the best offensive lineman in the NFL, and David Bakhtiari. I mean, this line needs some work to win in the playoffs and get to the playoffs. If you don't have an offensive line, you aren't going anywhere. And we also have the best running back in the NFL, and Dalvin Cook. And so we need to keep him healthy, too, with how much we run the ball. So we need multiple offensive linemen. They have to draft a lineman, a guard, preferably be high, and then also look in free agency and target offensive line. Create cap space in any way you can, because if you don't have an O-line, you aren't going to win in the NFL.
Yeah, I think that's the Twins with pitching. And at least relief pitching, you can compare that with the fucking Vikings, and just they can't seem to get an effective O-line. Like, people are like, oh, well, it's because of Kirk's contract. It's like, well, look fucking 5 years ago.
The Timberwolves with anybody.
Yeah, dude, it's with Timberwolves with literally anybody with any issues. But it's like, it's a recurring theme with this damn team, and it's so frustrating. But yeah, big offseason for them, obviously, if they want to improve from giving up 50 points in a football game, they have a lot of assets and a lot of talent, and they're just blowing it, honestly. But all right, let's move on to the final question.
By the way, it's regarding the Timberwolves, the final question that I've been sitting outside of this gas station long enough, and they probably think I'm going to rob them at this point. Like, I'm waiting for them to leave. So I can say that I'm happy we're to the final question.
Yes, and I think they probably think you're talking to the rest of the crew that's going to raid the
I'm the driver, and the strike team is sitting outside, and I'm like the one, you know, coordinating,
talking in their headsets,
the getaway van.
Yeah,
or I look like I'm on crack and I'm talking to the voices in my head. Either one's not a good look. So I'm glad we're wrapping up the show.
Like Bubba, yeah. Damn it. When you lick the mic.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So final question. Speaking of the Timberwolves, you had brought them up. Boss man, but going off the theme of depressing Minnesota sports, are the Timberwolves already eliminated from playoff contention? Are the Timberwolves already done after what was it, five games?
Yeah, we're at like Alex? Five games.
Yeah, Alex, go first.
It's a nightmare without Cat. I mean, if he doesn't come back anytime soon, it could get really, 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 really bad. Some of the guys on this team, just they don't play any defense, and we got guys out are starting that have no business being in the starting lineup. Hernan Gomez, that guy can't make a shot. And don't get me started on D'Lo. I mean, this guy, he's making $28 million a year and he's complaining, or, you know, he's saying we're not ready to win yet. I mean, go out and, you know, do it yourself without Cat. I mean, I'm a big Cat fan and I think he's an amazing player, and, you know, they were lucky to be able to get that number one pick, but he needs a lot of help. And I think Ryan Saunders is a little over his head right now. And they still, Gerson Rosas, they need to, you know, work on this roster because there are major holes. I really think they should have drafted James Wiseman. He would have been perfect right next to Cat. You know, we didn't need another guard. I think it's going to take Anthony Edwards a long time to be, you know, an actual number one bona fide pick. He might not ever get there. And when you're drafting that high, you're expecting somebody to be a superstar. And for whatever reason, when you get picked here, you know, other than Cat, it turns out not to be the best, you know. So I do not think they are going to be making the playoffs this year or anytime soon.
All right. Boss man, wrap it up.
Yeah. I mean, it's just disappointment. Again, like I say, I know it's like a joke, like Minnesota sports are disappointing, but this is why. I mean, we won the first two games, which were impressive. Obviously, the Pistons are dog shit. The Grizzlies aren't much better than us. But when Cat got hurt, everyone was kind of like, oh, well, now we're going to struggle. But I didn't think we'd be getting blown out by 30. And the Clippers, I make fun of the Clippers all the time for not even being elite. I say people like Paul George are a fraud. And then they beat us by 30 without Kawhi. I mean, I get that we didn't have Cat, but we shouldn't have lost that Clippers team by 30 without one guy. So, yeah, it's terrifying without Cat in there. But it begs the question, if we're losing by like 30 fucking points to some of these teams, I don't know if we would have won with Cat. So, you know, and you're playing all scenarios in your head now to like, at what point would the Timberwolves actually be winning right now? And I can't find anything in an accurate reach to tell me so. So, yeah, I think I said it on It's a Bit, maybe. I'm eliminating the Timberwolves from this year's playoffs as well as next year's playoffs. I'm going to stand by that take. It's just, I don't know if it's the culture around here. I know it's early in the season, so don't even give me that shit. We know where this train is headed. We've been on it 100 times. It's just, no, we're just not the team we want to be. And it's sad because, you know, there's so many basketball fans in the state that are hungry, that are starving for us to even make the playoffs and not get killed by the Rockets in the first round. Yeah, you said it. You hit it right on the head, Alex. There are some guys on the court who shouldn't even be there. D'Lo does not play defense. I don't know if he's ever played defense ever in his life. He's definitely not doing it now. It just sucks. Yeah, I hate it. I wanted to be a Timberwolves fan this year, but now I'm straying away from basketball like I always do. And yeah, you can say, oh, you're not a real fan. Sorry, I can't sit and watch this team lose as much as they do. It's so frustrating. Oh, I'm sweating now. I actually have to up in here. I should probably turn that down.
Yeah, it's depressing to say the least. I mean, but I mean, like I'm not surprised. How many people did we hear again this year say, Timberwolves are going to, they're going to surprise some people. They're going to surprise people. And I've been hearing it for 15 years.
We did it very realistically in the rundown. The first rundown episode of the new format was, will the Wolves go 500? I think that was like a fair starting point instead of like people are talking about playoffs. Run the Jim Mora clip. Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. We're talking about the Wolves in the playoffs. No, let's start with 500. Are we going to go 500? And I'm starting to think that that's going to be under.
Yep. Dude, it's...
It's Minnesota it's sports in a nutshell.
I think the Minnesota Timberwolves represent everything bad about Minnesota sports, and they kind of get shit on the most, but I think deservingly, because they're just gross to watch. It's just so hard to win in the NBA, and it's like they don't do anything to try to.
And then you have D'Lo at the press conferences saying like, "We lost the right way tonight." It's like, dude.
What the fuck does that mean?
I know you haven't been in this town too long, but you can't say that here. Like, Pete, that's not an acceptable answer. I'm surprised there wasn't a riot outside of the Target Center. Like, they're trying to say that, well, no, we're losing a lot like normal, but we're doing it better. You can't spin that. You're like, we suck, and that's just what we have to accept.
We suck.
It's loser culture. We don't need that here.
Exactly. It's losing culture. It's just the Wolves.
You can't lose the right way. You lose, you lose. If you win, you win, man.
Ricky,
right?
Bobby, if you ain't first, you're last. Well, in exactly. this situation, if you're not winning, you're losing. That's kind of that binary, you know?
We're not looking for participation trophies, a.k.a. first-round playoffs, okay, and an exit. We want championships, all right? That's what we fucking want here, seriously. All right, well, that wraps up all seven questions. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go down, kind of announce who I awarded the winner to for each question, and then obviously tally that up and decide who the winner is. But honestly, what credibility do I have? I'm just some mediator on this podcast. So even if I don't choose one of you, please don't hurt me. Please don't kill me.
Well, but, I can't because I'm not there. So you don't have to.
Yeah, you're not
that.
There. So
it's just Alex you have to worry about.
Right? Just Alex. All right, but not Bubba Alex, not that guy.
Who is Alex?
You're fine. Who's Alex? That's his first fucking name. But Bubba is fucking scary, dude. I don't want to be alone in a room with him. All right. So the first question that we discussed was, does Jared Spurgeon deserve the C? Who else should have got it? If there is anyone, I did give this one to Boss Man, and you both had great answers. I'll say though, first off, all these questions were like dead close. You both had great answers, but I did like Boss Man's comment about Suter being kind of like the dad figure and doing too many Quick Trip commercials, and he's just
too many commercials.
And Jared Spurgeon's got the hot wife, and he's the kind of young stud. But you know, I did like Alex's answer though when it came to he will bring that kind of divide between the younger and older players. But you know, those comments with Boss Man kind of made me chuckle a little bit. It was kind of like the inner truth of it that isn't on the surface, that may be the reason why he was voted in by the players, like, he's got the hottest wife, let's just make him captain. But we'll never know if that's how it went down. But I did give the first question to Boss Man. So question number two was, the national championship game is coming up, and kind of dissected your opinions and who you think will win that. I gave that to Alex on that one. He pretty much kind of went off of what you said, Jack, a little bit about Nick Saban being well seasoned, but I feel like you kind of dived into, no one's stopping Nick Saban. He's got freaks all over the place, is what you said, you know, on the field, and he's got top 10 picks. And, I feel like you had more definitive confidence in your answer on giving me on, like, is Bama or Ohio State going to win that? But Bosman's still definitely a great answer, but I gave that one to Alex. Question number three was the latest bracketology projecting Gophers number four. Was that realistic? I did give that one to Boss Man because he gave kind of...
You're a homer. I kind of shit on the Gophers on that question.
Well, because you're a little realistic here in the sense of, well, it is too early to call. I'm scared because I'm as much as I'm sitting here like, could they be a number four seed? Yes, but it is still too early to call, and they could totally shit the bed and not even make the tournament. Or they make it into the tournament as a four seed and, just get killed by the 13 seed. And then it's like, why are they even a four seed? But yeah, so I think you just gave a more realistic answer, Bossman. I actually, surprisingly, like that. But, Alex definitely had a lot of optimism with Marcus Carr being the star player. Marcus Carr is the star. So that is a big reason why I think they're up there. But I think Bossman gave a little more realistic of an answer.
We'll see what happens against George Mason Loyola Community College in the first round of the tournament. We'll see what happens.
George Mason or Loyola, and they have like the nun that is like their luck charm. Yeah,
they'll do whatever. That bit.
And then the next question was regarding all games being played in Indiana, if that was the right decision or not. This was very close, but I kind of gave the edge to Bossman on this one and kind of talking about how it doesn't really matter. I mean, you're going to be watching on TV anyway. You brought up the Alaska bit. That would be kind of fun, but it was really close. I think the Alaska thing and bringing that up kind of pulled me towards Boss Man's answer a little bit, but Alex made great points about it being in Indianapolis. It's their baby. They're not going to, they're not going to go away with it, but I did give that edge to Boss Man on that question. And the next question number five, of which of the underdogs, the number seven seeds in the expanded NFL playoff, has the best chance of making a run. And I gave that to Alex, because I think it was funny how you're stating how You know, Chase Young on the Washington football team is like, I want Brady. I want Tom Brady. That's just an asinine thing to say. And, you know, it kind of led to you thinking like, hey, if Mitch Trubisky is, he's got the best chance of beating their opponent in the Saints, then, you know, the Washington football team over the Buccaneers or whatever. But, and they're rotating, you mentioned they're rotating guys in, and that's going to be a mess for Washington. What was that?
Said the Tampa Bay fucking ears.
The Tampa Bay fucking ears. Fuck me ears. No. I just can't fucking do this shit anymore. And then, of course, I went on to, and then I'm going to think of the, so through five questions, it was, I think Bossman had the edge 3-2. So we're going into question number six here. What is the first thing the Vikings need to do in the offseason? And I gave this one to Alex because you kind of hit it on the head with the offensive line and one thing. Bossman, you're kind of all over the place and on what they all need to do.
Yeah, I technically said everything, so I don't blame
you. But they do need to correct everything. But what is the first thing they need to do? And you're very definitive. Offensive line. They got a damn good. They got the best running back in the NFL. And I think a lot of people would say defense, but I mean, really a big thing is the offensive line because that's just been brutally inconsistent. But you kind of gave a more definitive answer on that. So through six, it was 3-3. And my God, it was definitely hard decision on this last question, but this did decide the entire debate. I did give this an edge to Bossman on question seven, but it was very close,
very close,
very close. But so Bossman did technically win this based on my judgment, if it's even credible, 4-3, but you both had great answers on if the Timberwolves are being already eliminated or not. You're worried about, you know, without Cat, they're going to be really bad. And D'Lo is complaining. I think that's fucking so stupid that he's actually complaining out there and they have a lot of holes. But I think I like Bossman's energy in that they're losing the Clippers by 30 and we wouldn't even know without one guy. Like, that's ridiculous. So yeah. It just shows there's more holes than just Cat on this team. And that's, I think you kind of hit on that a little more. But overall, like, that was very close. That was a very close, very close question and a very close debate, but I think the edge technically goes to Bossman. If you want to give my brain, if my brain actually can judge these things in a credible way, so you can take it for what it is. But Bossman did slightly beat you, Alex. No hard feelings. Don't hurt me.
you gotta give credit to Alex, right? I think he was like one of our first, maybe even 30 followers. Alex has been.
Yes.
Supporting 10K and everything we've been doing
right from the beginning. Yeah.
Right. Yep. From the beginning. And we're only starting still, but you know, like 4,000 some followers are almost on Twitter later. Like, you're still the one who's commenting on our stuff. And so, yeah, I'm glad we got to, well, I guess you got to see the studio. I didn't, but, you know, you got to be in studio. You got to be in my shoes. Usually you'd be the one on Zoom, but you're in studio. I'm in the truck. So you got the captain seat. And I'm glad you could see everything in there, and it was a blast, even though we both kind of had to do this out of the blue. It was fun.
Yeah, I had a great time. I'd love to do it again and debate with you guys. And, you know, Minnesota sports, it's always going to be polarizing, and we'll always have stuff to talk about with them because the highs and lows with our sports teams are, it's unbelievable.
It's like the weather, man. The weather here is high and low. It's all over the place, just like our sports team. So it's very fitting.
Yeah.
So there's always something to talk about here. It's crazy. But you guys have any other final thoughts, final words before you go, before we close this thing out?
No, I just want to know if you guys are going to be breaking into the back door of this gas station or the front. I'm not sure if we correlated on the plan, but my headlights are currently going in the window, so we should probably decide on that. Maybe after the call we'll decide that. But no other final thoughts. Thanks, Alex, and I'm glad we could do it. Blast.
Jack, I think you're on the wrong call there. You're talking into your burglar's headsets.
Oh.
There.
Oh,
I didn't know that. Over live. I didn't know that. Presented by Burt by 11.
I consider myself a man of faith.
Consider myself a man of faith?
Hits this one deep to left center. It's gonna be a 4-0 ball game.
Well, I think that will do it. Alex, again, thank you for coming on. Alex Micheletti joining us. Again, son of Pat Micheletti. Everybody knows who that is. But honestly, Alex is fucking awesome. Knows a lot about sports and all that. And is also very funny, entertaining guy, and we appreciate you coming into the, you got, like Boss Man said, you got the captain's chair, and you got special treatment coming in the studio, sitting on the couch, the casting couch,
casting
like we
couch
call it.
That Bubba ate an entire Chinese meal for a family of four on.
Yep.
Rice all up in it. I don't know if you find any rice in that couch, but that's what that's from.
So yeah, not the most sanitary, but it's comfortable, and you can do podcast well from it. It's the podcasting couch. Casting couch for short. But
yep.
Again, guys, we want to thank you both, Boss Man and Alex, for coming on. Boss Man was technically, by my judgment, the winner slightly on this debate on this episode of the Minnesota Rundown. Again, guys, if you want to check us out on all of our social medias and keep up with us, you can just search 10,000 Takes or search 10K Takes on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and find us on TikTok as well. And check out our awesome blogs at 10ktakesmn.com. And also check out what we think is now our flagship podcast. It's a bit. Just this week, we had Tommy Olson on. Great episode. And we also had John Cristall on the week before that. And then we had Uncle D from TikTok, big drinker Bush guy. Go check that out. It's called It's a Bit. It's streaming everywhere as well. But again, guys, this was another episode of the Minnesota Rundown. I am JJ. Have a good week, everybody. Peace out.
See you later.